Powered by Riverside.
Hey, welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 28. Our air date is Thursday, September 12th, 2024. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the wonderful and talented...
Butter Pete.
She still has not kicked me out, so I'm happy about that. And we have our special guest joining us tonight, Kay Harper. Kay, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, this is really a pleasure for us. You know, we've had some time, as we do with all of our shows, we kind of dig into what your background has been. Where have you come from? What have you been doing? And wow, what a story you have to tell. This is, to me, and I wrote down a couple of what I thought were key words to you and what you've done in your musical career. And it's survival. It's resilience. It's hope. And you're a warrior for your cause.
Wow. Thank you.
Did I hit him?
That, I guess so. That blew me away. Thanks.
Well, tell us. I mean, you knew from an early age. For those that don't know, she's got a background in farming. That's basically where you grew up, which I can relate to. I love that. I grew up in Grand Ledge, Michigan. And we were the farmers. So I know exactly what your background is. And tell us where it came from, what you did, and how that has translated into your dedication to what you're doing now.
Yeah, you know, through the journey the last couple of years, I've had a lot of time to reflect on what you just asked. And I started as a young girl on my grandpa's dairy farm, because he's a third-generation dairy farmer out in Waterloo, Michigan. And that's where it really started, seeing the sacrifice that community makes. The farming way of life isn't always pleasant. It's not always full of money. And it can be very hard. And my mom and my stepdad started selling vegetables on the roadside at my grandpa's dairy farm. Back when I was in, well, it'd be 8, 9, 10 years old. So it'd be 1998, around the end of the 90s. And it was fun. You know, we got to go out in the greenhouse and plant the plants in the wintertime. But it was also kind of child labor a little bit, because I worked my butt off right alongside of them.
We won't report them.
Don't report them. And then that translated a couple years later. We had moved out to another community, Napoleon, nearby, and picked right back up doing our farming. We had the petting farm. We had the roadside vegetable stand, with all the vegetables you could think of, pumpkins in the fall. And all those years, I was right alongside them, driving the tractor down the lane while my stepdad picked corn. I was waiting on people at the stand with the cash register. And it just taught me a lot about hard work and perseverance, continuing on when things are hard.
And that subsequently has helped you with your music career.
It's helped me with everything, honestly. Music, of course, included.
And life.
Because you don't always get a yes right away. And the people that quit, you never hear of again. And the people that continue on, maybe you'll eventually hear them. And I think that's what's finally happening for me.
Well, when did the music become apparent to you? When did you know, okay, hey, I can do something with this?
Oh, it took a while. I mean, music's always been in me. From the age of 5, I can remember, that's when I started listening to like Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn, because those were my mom's favorites. And I used to sing along with Patsy all the time. I know so many of her songs. She's my favorite. And so from a young age, I've known that music was inside of me. And then really just 3 years ago, when I hit 30, I said, I can do this. And the reason for that was because I had waited so long for yeses from other people to help me, like The Voice, which we can talk about, or American Idol, or America's Got Talent. And I finally realized, like, I'm getting older. I don't need them to help me. I can do this on my own. And that's when it really hit me that I could do it.
You know, it's interesting you say that. And you did reach out to those organizations. But on your website, and you're talking about trying to break the stereotypes, the sorts of things that, hey, this is who they're looking for. This is the mold that they're looking for. And you said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put myself in that box. Talk a little bit about what it took for you to realize that and to get that drive.
I mean, I've been auditioning for those shows since I was 20 years old. So it's been over 10 years. And there have been a handful of times where I was really close, you know, interviewing with producers and thinking, oh my gosh, this could be the moment. And then no. And I think that I just realized I'm never going to be exactly who they want. I'm just me. Mm-hmm. And coming to that realization, and as you hit your 30s, you become a little wiser, right? You stop caring so much what people think of you so much, exactly. I hope. So that was it. I hit 30 and I said, no more of holding myself back. I'm not a size zero. No, I don't have pretty blonde hair and, you know, big boobies and all that, but I'm me, and this is take it or leave it. It's the time. The time is now. Well,
you know, you don't have to be in that mold when you've got the talent that you do, Kay. And that's what's been fun for us. The song that we're going to play here shortly, Freight Train, is wonderful. You know, we played it over and over again here.
It was a few times today.
Yes. I love your voice. I love the power. I love the message that's in there. And we will talk a little bit about Freight Train here shortly, but you say you listened to Patsy Cline. Your mom kind of set you into that mode. Do you see yourself as kind of modeling that sort of genre?
You know, it's funny you ask that, because I really just feel like I'm not in a box, and I don't want to put myself in a box. So, for example, the reason I say that is, yes, I can emulate Patsy Cline's vintage sound, and I love it. I can emulate Chris Stapleton with that gritty soul. I also have been told I sound like Adele. I have all these influences through the years, because I was a 90s baby. So yes, I was raised on Patsy and Loretta and Johnny, but I also listened to Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears and NSYNC as a young 90s girl. And I just think that all these different influences through these different stages in my life has really helped me develop my own sound. And mm-hmm. I think you guys will hear more of that as I release more songs.
Well, and you do have several in the works that are ready for release, correct? We've got one tonight that we're going to be listening to, Freight Train. But you do have several more. Tell us a little bit about what the process is with all that, right?
Yeah. So it was a month and a half, 2 months ago, I went down to Nashville and I recorded Freight Train with Smith Curry and Mark Lonsway. Smith Curry actually just produced Shaboozy's bar song that's viral.
All right.
So it was really cool working with those guys. And while I was down there, I also did record another song. And that one's called Give Me a Sign. And this is a completely different feel from Freight Train. Freight Train is in your face and like balls to the wall kind of vibe. And Give Me a Sign is a little more subtle. And it's more of a plea from God. Am I on the right track? Am I on the right? Am I making the right choices for my life? Give me a sign, please. So it's got kind of a little more country gospel-y feel. So maybe I'll give you guys an early listen to that sometime.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your songwriting process. You know, I know you've got a number of them that are floating around right now. What is it that inspires you? How do you actually put this together?
Well, so first of all, I mean, I have so many messages in my head that I want to get out there. Some that are already written. I have 12 other songs besides the two that are recorded. And then I actually have been working on two new ones yesterday and today. And I just have a lot in my head that is like screaming to get out. Mm-hmm. So when I hear a good instrumental, I'm finding them online and it's giving me a vibe. And then it just pours out of me. So like this one yesterday I started writing, I finished today. So sometimes they're fast. Sometimes the process is fast. And sometimes like I'll have a good hook or write a good chorus and then I have to sit on it and come back a couple of days later and it might take me a little longer. So it kind of varies.
It's very interesting to hear you say that, because as Quarter Peep and I have been talking with a number of these different performers, that is the message. There are some songs that it's 15 minutes and we've got a hit. And there are others. I know when we were talking with Danielle Bollinger here a few weeks ago, she has a song that was 10 years in the making.
Yeah, then we had another one that wrote the song on what, on an airplane?
Yeah, yeah, on an airplane flight. And there's your hit. Yeah. So there's no rhyme or reason for it, is there?
No. And look at like Stevie Nicks. She wrote Dreams in 10 minutes. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Isn't that? That's something how that happens. Well,
yeah.
I think that's the magic and the beauty of musicians and artists. It's that inspiration, and that inspiration may be right now, or that inspiration may take a long time to germinate until we get the flower that we're looking for.
Absolutely. And then it might not even be done. And there's been songs that I've written, and then a couple of months later, I went back and I, you know, fixed lines and edited things, because you kind of get to marinate in your own words, you know?
Yes, exactly. Well, tell us a little bit about Freight Train. Now, I want to put my opinion in right off the top. When we really dove in and I read your story and saw what you've done and where you've been, what the challenges that you faced and overcome, and then I listened to Freight Train, I said, this is your story.
Yeah, it is.
Tell us how this all came about.
Well, okay, a couple of years ago, I was sitting on the couch watching Yellowstone. It had first come out, and their soundtrack spoke to me. I don't know, the bluesy kind of outlaw country spoke to my soul. And I was like, there it is. I'm going to start writing some songs and I'm going to get them on Yellowstone. And so that's when I started writing these, 14 songs I have. Mm-hmm. And Freight Train was not the first one. I have other ones I wrote first. Freight Train came a couple in. And yes, it is my story. You know, I was 18 years old and I got pregnant with my first son. And I dropped out of college and I didn't have a plan. I had to get a job. I got a job at Best Buy. It was hard and it just felt like I was going nowhere. And it felt like I was a black sheep in my town a little bit, you know. It made it hard because I had an abusive stepdad who didn't make a very good name in our town.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my story. And it's a story that you just keep on track and you keep going. It's that resilience story again, you know.
Well, it's powerful. The song is powerful. We're glad that you have stayed on track and that you're still pushing. It's Kay Harper with Freight Train.
She was barely 18. She barely had a dream with a pocket full of change and a rundown beater. Going nowhere. A black sheep trapped with the herd, a finger in the air trying to get the last word. Little
Jimmy Hopper, Freight Train. We absolutely love that jam.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
So Yellowstone should be calling you right now.
Oh, on my bucket list.
Well, I got to tell you, too, and we share some of these things from time to time. And of course, our audience can't see this yet. We don't have the video component that we're adding to the podcast just yet.
Almost.
But I love it because when we're doing these recordings, I can see the artists. And when we play the songs, a lot of times there's the head bopping and the singing. And Kay was playing the drums with this one. I love that. That just, you fired me up with that, Kay.
That drum is sick. Those guys, I swear, they were amazing.
That is just an absolutely wonderful tune. And it's quickly going to the top of our playlist.
Yes, it is.
What's on the horizon for you? I know you've been really busy here in the state of Michigan these the last couple of months. Now we're in we're mid-September right now. What's going to be happening for you? Shows, performances, things that you're going to be doing?
Yep, I've got more gigs coming up. I've got one tomorrow night at Devil's Lake Bar and Grill out by Adrian. Next Saturday, Cherry Creek Winery, and that's going to be a three-piece, so we're going to have a drummer, so it'll be a little extra fun.
You won't have to play the drums for that one.
Oh, you think so, huh? And then I'm just going to keep seeking more shows. I've got a couple more on there, too. If you go to my Facebook, you can see those. New thing is I'm looking for bigger, like, festivals for next summer, just more exposure to get out there, you know.
Where do people find you with social media, your website, that sort of thing? Where can people find you?
Yeah. So www.kharperofficial.com is my main website. I'm actually planning to do some updates on that very soon. I'm also working on merch that I will be adding to my website. And then to follow my complete schedule, you'll want to go to Facebook to K Harper. And I keep that updated to the T for all of the gigs coming up.
And you're going to want to get out and see Kay. She's wonderful. What else do you want folks to know about you? Now, when your next couple of releases come out, we talked about this a little bit off air before the show. We are going to do a couple of specials when those tunes come out, when they're released. We're going to throw out here a couple of special podcasts with those songs. So you'll get to all the folks that are out there listening. You'll be able to hear them when they're released. We're going to, Vehicle City Sound's going to push that out there for you. What else is coming up for you, Kay?
Well, so my next plan is I've got Freight Train and Give Me a Sign coming up next. And then I'm trying to raise the money through my gigs so this next spring I can go record as many as I can because I have 12 more just sitting waiting to be heard. I've got the itch. I want to get them out, you know. So then my plan is to release that as almost its own album. It's my first chapter. And then these new songs that I'm working on right now are going to be my second chapter. Fantastic. So I'm really excited. I don't know. I'm feeling really inspired. So like this new song I've got, I don't know. I might have to record it sooner than later, you know?
Oh, that's great. Well, folks, if you're out there listening, you want to get behind Kay and give her a little help, you can get a hold of us. You can catch her on her social media and her website, as she spoke of. And we're going to see a star. She's not going to be boxed in. We know that.
Thank you. You know, along with the boxed in comment, because, you know, look at Post Malone.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He's so unique. He's never been defined. He defines himself. He sings what he wants when he feels it. And I kind of feel that about myself. The country blues outlaw really has a hold of my heart. So I'm going to continue with that. But you'll see some influences from other places.
We're excited to see what's going to be happening, Kay. And we love your story. And you can count on us to be behind you with all of this as well. As things continue to be released, you're going to hear them here. And we want to check in with you maybe 6 months, 8 months, 9 months down the road, see what's happening.
Sounds great. I'll be ready.
All right. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes. So next week we have Ryan J.
Looking forward to that as well. Another of the Josie Award nominees. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that as well. I think that's going to be a wrap on tonight's show. We want to thank one more time our very special guest, Kay Harper. Kay, thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Super. Folks, if you want to follow us on Spotify or wherever you're getting your podcasts, we're out on a number of those platforms now, please do so. If you want to find out where we're going, what's going on, our merch, VehicleCitySound.com is where you can find all that information. And of course, if you want to tell us about more fantastic performers like Kay, you've got somebody you'd like to have us have on the show, you want to tell us what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. Drop us a note. We respond to all of them. Thanks again, Kay. Appreciate having you here.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
And as always, everybody, be good.